Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at a great question. There's a question about why it is that conservatives of all people, that Republicans who have a long party tradition going back to Ronald Reagan and going back way before then, as a matter of fact, going back to Theodore Roosevelt, if you want, who was a great Republican leader, of America playing a strong and inspirational role in the world. And that makes it more surprising than ever that especially people who were patriotic, hardworking, very dedicated, very moral, Americans and neighbors and good neighbors and constructive people and people with tremendous love of country, why it is that those people are so hesitant about providing Ukraine not with our manpower, not with our blood, but with a little bit of funds to try to allow Ukraine to defend its national existence. And there's a piece today by Jim Garrity, and it's not in National Review where he normally writes. This one is placed in the Washington Post. And the title is, Why Evangelicals Should Support Aid to Ukraine. And it's actually a fascinating and fresh perspective on an issue that has been plaguing the American mind for a little while and really has split the Republican Party. It's interesting that Democrats don't appear to have that problem. But Jim Garrity writes, how many American evangelicals know that their faith is being targeted by Russian military forces in Ukraine? In November of last year, a year ago, in other words, a Ukrainian evangelical church leader, Anatoly Prokopchuk, and his 19-year-old son, Oleksandr, were abducted by Russian soldiers. 4 days later, their bodies were discovered in a forest with evidence the pair had been tortured and executed. Russian occupying forces closed down the three largest evangelical Protestant churches in Melitopol and shut down churches in Mariupol. In August, Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary, President Yaroslav Pish, estimated that about 400 Ukrainian Baptist congregations had been lost in the war in Ukraine, in part from evacuations and displaced communities, and in part from casualties and destroyed churches. Beyond the Russian army's habitual cruelty to civilians in the occupied territories, the campaign appears to have another driver. According to one witness, when the Russian troops arrested Prokopchuk, the father that they murdered, before he was killed, soldiers specifically cited Ukrainian evangelical ties to the West. Given how intertwined Putin's regime is with the Russian Orthodox Church, in some ways, this is a religious war. In Washington right now, a big question, asked Jim Garrity, concerns how many House Republicans can be persuaded to continue sending military aid to Ukraine with the caucus roughly split down the middle. It's fair to wonder if the aid opponents who might be buying the Ukraine bans Christians rhetoric in Trump-friendly circles know or care that Russia is seemingly attempting to wipe out evangelical churches in occupied Ukrainian territories. Wow. And then he talks about a former congressional staffer who is now president of the Ukraine Freedom Project. They did an early November survey of 679 Republican primary voters in 24 congressional districts, And his organization found that once the respondents, particularly the evangelical Christians among them, learn about the Russian military's abuse of evangelicals in Ukraine, they become much more supportive of continued aid. When told that under Russian occupation, Christians report torture with electric shocks and being beaten with a baseball bat, 70% of self-identified evangelicals say they are more likely to support Congress authorizing additional funding to support Ukraine's self-defense. Overall, 63% of self-identified GOP primary voters say they're more likely to support additional military aid to Ukraine after hearing that statement. The arguments against helping Ukraine, writes Jim Garrity, the high U.S. deficit and debt, the lack of a clear plan for victory, the war looks like a stalemate. These aren't meritless objections, but they're bloodless, he writes. When you read a sentence about Prokopchuk and his son that declares they were so mutilated that it was difficult to identify them as a source in Ukraine, told the Human Rights Organization, it is much harder to shrug off the war as someone else's problem. Ukrainians aren't asking Americans to charge into battle to save them. They're asking for continued access to weapons and ammunition that the United States can readily supply. Help the Ukrainians and they have a fighting chance. Abandon them, and Putin and his thugs will probably eventually grind them down in a war of attrition. It's something that every American, evangelical or not, should keep in mind. Important piece. I hope we can post it on our website at michaelmedved.com and feature it in our free newsletter. And that, it seems, is tremendously important and very relevant. And speaking of tremendously important, there's also a great piece by Brett Stevens. And this piece appeared today in the New York Times. And the heading is How to Kill a Palestinian State. And the subheading is Progressives Are Making Common Cause with Some of the Worst People on Earth. And Brett Stevens, who has worked in journalism as an editor in Jerusalem in the past and has lived in Israel, he says, do the people chanting Free Palestine and from river to the sea, Palestine will be free, have any idea of the irreparable harm they are doing to any real hope of Palestinian sovereignty? For decades, the question of a Palestinian state has come down to two dates, 1948 and 1967. And what he's saying is that there have been two factions on the Palestinian side. One faction saying that the mistake was 1948, that Israel should not exist, it never should have been created, it's a crime and a mistake and it needs to be wiped out. And then other people who focus on 1967 say, look, what we need to do is get some of the territory that used to be part of Jordan that was captured in the midst of a war that Israel fought in its own defense in 1967. And the point that he makes is a left that rightly demands absolute condemnation of white nationalist supremacists refuses to dissociate itself from Islamist supremacy. Susie Linfield, a professor of journalism at NYU, wrote in an important recent essay on the online journal Quillette, a left that lauds intersectionality hasn't noticed that Hamas's access of support consists of Iran, famous most recently for the killing of hundreds of protesters demanding a woman's freedom. For another, they reinforce the central conviction and deepest fears of the Israeli right. What Stevens is saying is by saying from the river to the sea that Israel must cease to exist, it is making the whole idea of compromise virtually impossible. What about possibilities to help the homeless and help cities clean up at the same time. We'll be talking with columnist Nicholas Kristof coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's an honor to welcome back the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and international journalist, Nick Kristof. He's an opinion columnist for the New York Times. He writes about foreign and domestic issues. We don't always agree. I certainly have had some problems with some of Nick Kristof's recent contributions about the Middle East, but on many core issues about life here in the United States, I think he's spot on. And Nick Kristof, who grew up on a family farm in rural Oregon, has seen what homelessness has done to cities like Portland. And to take a look at the way that one city in particular was able to bring down the rate of homelessness by more than 60%, what is that city? Houston. Why did things work out well there? Why have they not worked out as well in Dallas or, say, Portland? Those are questions that he raises in an audio essay. It's fascinating because it's his own narration and questions and talking to people and meeting people in homeless encampments and more. Nick Kristof, what's the secret, to put it as briefly as you can, of the success of Houston in dealing with the homeless crisis?
So there were a few things. One is that Houston doesn't much regulate housing in the way the West Coast does, and so it's a lot cheaper and faster to build new apartments. The city also had, frankly, great leadership, great political leadership that worked to coordinate nonprofits and herd them so that they were, you know, working together quite relentlessly on getting people into housing and not just, you know, providing services like giving them jackets. It was really focused on getting them into the apartments and then providing them with aftercare to keep them there. And so it succeeded in a way that, you know, those of us here on the West Coast just grit our teeth and struggle and wish we could learn some of these lessons.
Well, one of the lessons you seem to be advocating in your piece is that the contact that is made with homeless people, a number of whom you talk to in your audio essay, that making contact with homeless people, talking to them, there's a persuasion that's necessary sometimes to get
that's
them
right.
to allow you to help. How does that work?
That's right. I mean, they have a great outreach program, and outreach is kind of one of the classic problems. And, you know, in most cities, it's uncoordinated, and so that you know, one person who is on the street will be reached by five different outreach workers, and another person won't be reached by anybody. And in Houston, they have a coordinated system where they enter somebody into a database. Everybody can find that person. And then they discuss and negotiate what that person's needs are. And so, for example, in one case that I followed, the person needed an ID. He couldn't get on a wait list to get housing until he had some kind of a government ID, which he had lost. And so they quite quickly focused on getting him that government ID and then getting him on a government wait list and, you know, then making sure that he keeps his appointments to get into that housing. But this really careful, structured approach to work with people and to help meet their needs so they can actually get into housing was kind of pivotal.
And in terms of the cost to taxpayers, which of course is a huge factor for cities struggling with city budgets, was this program that has proven so successful over the last 12 years in Houston, has it cost taxpayers a lot of money?
So in Houston, they're quite confident that it has saved money, partly because homelessness is really expensive. So the cost to the taxpayers for each person whom they move into housing, and that's been about 30,000 people so far, the cost is about $20,000 a year that is partly for the rent and the housing services and partly for the wraparound services to make sure that they get counseling, that they stay on their meds, whatever it may be. And, you know, in contrast, somebody who is on the street and uses ambulances periodically, uses the ER regularly, is arrested a few times, they will cost much, much more than that. The it's not clear that the math will pencil out quite as well in other cities where housing is a lot more expensive. And, you know, in San Francisco, in some cases, the cost to house a person can be $1 million to construct housing for a single housing unit for people who are homeless. But in Houston, partly because it's quite cheap to build housing, it pretty clearly does pencil out very well and saves taxpayers money.
Okay, you raised before this issue of not only finding people housing, placing them in the housing, but keeping them there. That, as I understand from other people that I've interviewed and spoken to who work in this field, is a very, very difficult challenge. Is a lot of homeless people will accept some kind of a shelter, but then the street calls back to them. How do you deal with that for people who actually have a strong desire to live in parks and on sidewalks and in our big downtowns?
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, I don't think that it's so much that people have a desire to be on the street. It's in many cases that mental health crises or that addictions are just overwhelming. And I think that is actually becoming a worst problem in recent years because the meth has gotten, I believe, substantially more potent than it was 10 or 20 years ago. And of course, in the opioid world, we have, you know, fentanyl today rather than heroin. So I think that the addiction issues and psychoses are becoming more acute. So this is a greater problem. And, you know, the thing that works, but it doesn't work terribly well, is treatment. And that involves that caseworker doing everything he or she can to connect that person to treatment groups, to get them to go to treatment meetings, to stay engaged, to connect with family members who may be supportive. One of the things that they do in Houston is the caseworker will ask, you know, do you have any friends, any cousin, anybody who, you know, who might be able to talk to you regularly or perhaps offer you a place in the garage. And all that seems to help to some degree, but imperfectly.
Nick Kristoff, a very important piece and a real contribution to discussion on an ongoing problem. Congratulations on it, and happy, happy holidays to you and your family. We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show about the idea of a Palestinian state and how to kill that idea. Courtney Fred Stevens, we'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Hamas has released two Israeli-Russian hostages as part of the truce deal with Israel. Eight additional hostages are expected to be freed today. The temporary ceasefire between the two sides also set to expire today. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Here's James Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Comer expressed openness to having Hunter Biden testify publicly at a later date. Wind gusts in Washington, D.C. yesterday hit more than 30 miles per hour, and they knocked over the national Christmas tree. Crews worked into the evening to right it again and fix any lights or bulbs that were damaged. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a very important challenge that was put forward by Bret Stephens today in the New York Times. And it's a challenge to people on the left who, with all of their self-righteousness and blindness, selective blindness to the brutalities of their fellow people on the left. If you want to call Hamas a left-wing organization, well, you could. They've been getting their support from that side of the political spectrum. But the problem with Hamas is that they do not believe in what a lot of their fans and apologists seem to believe in, which is a two-state solution. They do not believe that there should be any non-Arab state in the Middle East. And they don't have a plan other than killing and massive forced exile to deal with the 7 million people, Jewish people, who live in today's Israel. And one of the things that he writes, and it's just so important to understand it, is when the left embraces the zero-sum politics of Palestinian resistance, it merely encourages the zero-sum politics of hardcore Israeli settlers and their supporters. In other words, most people recognize, and I believe it's probably most people even in the world of the Middle East on both sides believe that it should be possible to have a Jewish state coexist with a Palestinian state. And the loss of the chance for a Palestinian state, and it's something that we're going to be talking about in our Substack series, is there a lot of myths about how this problem arose. There never has been a real Palestinian state. Could there be? Sure. But that would have to involve not the idea that that state can only exist when Israel is destroyed. There was a UN partition that was voted on in the United Nations in 1947. And that partition was accepted by the Jewish leadership at the time, and it was rejected by the Palestinians, tragically, because that land that had been designated to be part of the Palestinian state mostly became part of Jordan. Jordan gobbled it up. And then from 1949 to 1967, that was part of the nation of Jordan, which is an Arab state, which had they wanted to create a Palestinian state at that time, no problem. Population was there. They had full control. There was no Israeli opposition to the establishment of a Palestinian state at that time. The whole idea that Bret Stephens emphasizes is this idea that in order for a Palestinian state to arise and to come into existence, that what you have to have first is the destruction of Israel, that abandons the Palestinian people to their worst leaders. It's bad enough that the West has long accepted and funded Mahmoud Abbas and his repressive kleptocracy based in Ramallah. But what Hamas has given the people over whom it rules is infinitely worse. Theocratic despotism, soaked in the blood of Palestinian so-called martyrs, most of whom never signed themselves or their families up to serve as human shields in an endless and in the long run hopeless battle with Israel. It's time for Israel's harshest critics, writes Stevens, to ask hard questions of Israel's leaders. But when those same critics stop asking equally hard questions of Palestinian leaders, they're not advocating a cause. They are merely submitting to a regime. The world, including Israel, has a common interest in an eventual Palestinian state that cares more about building itself up than tearing its neighbors down, that invests its energy in future prosperity, not past glory, that accepts compromise and rejects fanaticism. Since October 7th, the loudest self-professed champions of the Palestinian cause have advocated the precise opposite. It may be a recipe for smug self-satisfaction, but it's also how to kill the dream of a Palestinian state. There's also a surprising list of the most popular politicians. This is the results of a poll that was done just a couple of weeks ago. And they asked people, which politicians do you approve of as opposed to disapprove? And the approval ratings, the top 13 politicians in the country, and some of the results are surprising. Number 13 is George W. Bush with 40% approval. Donald Trump is next with 42% approval, followed by, this is going up with people with more approval, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Al Gore, then Kamala Harris, wow, 43%. Hillary Clinton, 43%. Elizabeth Warren, 44%. Joe Biden, 44%. Bill Clinton, 48%. And here comes the big three, the top of the heap in terms of popularity of people who have a positive opinion of a politician. 51% have a positive opinion of Bernie Sanders. He's number three. Number two, 58% have a positive opinion of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then the very top of the heap, Jimmy Carter, 58%, and then Barack Obama, the big winner at 59%.
Enough!
Well, I don't know. A lot of people saw Michelle Obama yesterday at the service for Rosalynn Carter. And, again, the dream that some Democrats have of Michelle Obama stepping into the presidential race to save them from a very difficult time, that continues to be a Democratic dream. I don't think that's going to come true. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke on the Senate floor about the rise in anti-Semitism. A version of the speech was also published in the New York Times. Here's what he had to say, clip 20.
I come to the floor to speak on a subject of great importance, the rise of anti-Semitism in America. I feel compelled to speak because I'm the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in America. In fact, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official ever in American history. And I have noticed a significant disparity between how Jewish people regard the rise of anti-Semitism and how many of my non-Jewish friends regard it. To us, the Jewish people, the rise of anti-Semitism is a crisis.
And what is to be done about that crisis? Is Kanye West making a positive contribution in dealing with this crisis? He recently spoke and performed in Dubai. What was that like? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedMed Show.
MedMed.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro.
This is the Michael MedMed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the United States Senate, he is likely not to be the majority leader of the United States Senate after the beginning of 2024, because the election in 2025, actually, is when he would lose his position of majority leader, because the Republicans are extremely likely to gain the one or two Senate seats they need to take control away from the Democrats in this very tightly divided U.S. Senate. But he spoke today and spoke on a subject that obviously he cares deeply about, which is the perceived, undeniable rise, upsurge in anti-Semitism. And here was Senator Schumer speaking on the Senate floor. 17.
Some of the most extreme rhetoric against Israel has emboldened anti-Semites who are attacking Jewish people simply because they are Jewish, independent of anything having to do with Israel. And those who are inclined to examine the world through the lens of oppressors versus the oppressed should take note that the many thousands of years of Jewish history are defined by oppression. The Jewish people have been humiliated, ostracized, expelled, enslaved, and massacred for millennia. To paraphrase lines recited every year, century after century, at Passover Seder, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. In every generation, they rise up to destroy us.
And it's interesting, because the phrase that he is quoting, bread of affliction, it's in Hebrew, that's lechem oni, which also means the bread of telling. Because you're telling the story of the Passover message. He concluded this way, and it's a warning, and should be, to progressives about how deeply alienating some of your rhetoric and extremism has been to mainstream members of the Jewish community, even people who align themselves on the left, like Chuck Schumer. Listen, clip 18.
Many of the people who express these sentiments in America aren't neo-Nazis or card-carrying Klan members or Islamist extremists. They're in many cases people that most liberal Jewish Americans felt previously were their ideological fellow travelers. Not long ago, many of us marched together for black and brown lives. We stood against anti-Asian hatred. We protested bigotry against the LGBTQ community. We fought for reproductive justice out of the recognition that injustice against one oppressed group is injustice against all. But apparently, Mr. President, in the eyes of some, this principle does not extend to the Jewish people.
Okay, this is a moment where there was also a piece by Joe Epstein in the Wall Street Journal today, and a piece about Jewish people feeling politically homeless, because right now on this particular issue, the Republican Party has been very solid in support for Israel and in recognizing there is a difference between right and wrong, and recognizing that, okay, to say I stand with Israel is not the equivalent of saying I stand with Hamas. If you say publicly you support Hamas, how do you defend that, given that Hamas, its entire purpose and existence is based upon destroying something, not building something? Destroying the state of Israel. They have no dreams that they have actualized. I mean, they have been governing, Hamas has been governing Gaza since 2007. What have they done? What dream have they realized? And by the way, you want to say, well, they got involved in these wars with Israel, all started by Hamas. There has been no example of sending rockets by the Israeli side or sending troops into the Gaza, only in response to attacks and often bloody attacks on the people in Israel. Meanwhile, speaking of bloody attacks, there's not an attack that's bloody, but it's kind of embarrassing. Forbes magazine reports that videos have surfaced of Kanye West, Yee. He was on stage at a party in Dubai singing the controversial lyrics to his new song, Vultures, which was released a week ago as the rapper's first new song since his public image was largely derailed last year due to his comments praising Hitler and threatening violence against Jews. The song seems to publicly address the backlash with a lyric, "How am I anti-Semitic?" before adding a vulgar description of having sex with a Jewish woman, which West, who now legally goes by the name Yee, can be seen rapping as fellow musicians Chris Brown and Ty Dolla $ign dance along. The Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee spoke to TMZ about the performance and blasted West for using his platform to spew Jew hatred again amid a rising wave of anti-Semitism worldwide. Richard Hirschhout, who is a spokesperson for the American Jewish Committee, said the latest anti-Jewish comments seem particularly pathetic and sad, and said that West's attempts to fuel the flames of anti-Semitism and promote such bile to his millions of followers, especially at this fraught and dangerous time for the Jewish community, is unforgivable. And they report here that there is background to this, a series of bizarre public appearances, interviews, and social media posts from West began last October after the rapper wore a White Lives Matter shirt, a slogan associated with a neo-Nazi group, to his Yeezy fashion show in Paris. Now, partially in reaction to this, I think this is amusing, there is a tattoo removal studio in London that said it would remove any Kanye West tattoos free of charge after his appearance with Alex Jones on InfoWars. Yeezy come, Yeezy go, Nama Studios wrote on Instagram. Meanwhile, there is a movie, the latest movie in a series of distinguished films that is now available on DVD and streaming this week. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's famed detective, played once again by Kenneth Branagh, reluctantly attends a Halloween seance where the proceedings are marred by a murder, naturally, in A Haunting in Venice. Now playing in theaters.
My daughter was my whole life. That woman called the spirits, and they answered.
We cannot hide from our ghosts, whether they are real or not.
Well, they certainly seem real for most of this movie, especially the spirit of a recently deceased daughter of a famed opera singer, played by Kelly Riley. Those who enjoyed previous films in this series, including Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile, will certainly appreciate this one, with Tina Fey and Michelle Yeoh in surprising supporting roles. The evocation of Venice, full of mystery, is stunningly beautiful and genuinely creepy. Rated PG-13, despite some fairly gruesome deaths. 3 stars for A Haunting in Venice. And that is streaming beginning this week and available also for sale on DVD. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be speaking with Michael Oren, a decorated veteran of the Israel Defense Forces, where he was a colonel. And he's also the former Israeli ambassador to the United States. We'll be talking about tension, if any, between the U.S. government and the Biden administration and Israel's determination to finish the job against Hamas. Or will there be a long time cease in the warfare? We'll be talking with Michael Oren about that. We'll also be talking with Brett Stevens about the dream of a Palestinian state, a two-state solution. Is it gone? Is it worth saving? And then Ruben Navarrete joins us. He's a Californian. He's looking forward to the big debate tomorrow night between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. Never been anything quite like this with one of the candidates appearing and the other guy not a candidate. But we'll find out what to expect in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.